Mr. and Mrs. Wachowski?
Yes.
A token of appreciation from your government for keeping quiet about recent incidents which never occurred.
Wow. Wonder what it is.
Money to fix the house?
Letter from the president?
You'll see.
Okay.
Olive Garden.
Yeah. The way you said you'll see made me think it was something better than the things we said.
Have you tried their never-ending pasta bowl? It never ends.
That sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. We appreciate the gesture. Yeah.
So we got a nice little gift from the government.
Yeah, Uncle Sam sent us a nice little thingy.
For an incident that we can't disclose, it doesn't exist. The gift was a delightful gift card to Olive Garden, the amount of which we also can't disclose, but we spent it on a nice dinner as friends.
Yeah.
We went to the Olive Garden. And so we decided to do an episode about the Olive Garden. And by we mean, hi, I'm Sean Aitchison. I am joined as always by
Chris Dobbins.
Today we also have my wife, Chelsea.
Hello.
You may remember her from.
I'll do it. You may remember me from such podcasts as this one and Attractioneers.
Yeah. This one that we haven't named yet.
I've been here before.
Yeah.
And what is it? The Contabulous Fab Traption of Professor Horatio Huffnagel?
I've been in that too. Yeah. I also I won an Emmy for the song Amadeus.
Oh, I like that song.
Don't name it Tony.
Oh, no, sorry. It's called Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amadeus is the real song.
Yeah, I know.
This is a fucking weird start. Damn. Hello. How's it going, everyone? We went to Olive Garden. And we're going to talk about it. So we showed up. What was it? 20 minute wait? Fucking long ass wait on Saturday.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. Like when we left, there were a lot more people coming in than when we arrived.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I feel like we didn't reach like everyone's proposed dinner time. We were
many brave warriors have entered the Olive Garden and never come out. We went to Olive Garden, and it's...
Now, hang on. For those who might not know what the Olive Garden is...
Oh,
yes.
The Olive Garden, also known as Olive Garden, is...
That was the...
Well, it was the Olive Garden until 1998.
It's true.
It was.
It used to be the Olive Garden. But it's a casual dining in... I would assume... America, but it's probably elsewhere in the world.
Perhaps it started in Florida.
Of course, it
started
in Florida.
Where Italy starts, where Italy is from.
Florida is where you can say something is from is food or culture of another place, and they will believe it.
You could tell me California pizza chicken. Excuse me.
California pizza chicken.
Yeah. You can tell me California.
Actually, funny enough.
You can tell me California pizza chicken started in Florida, and I would agree. I would say, yep.
Probably 100%. I actually need to confirm this real quick. Hold on.
A little bit of podcast lore is your boy worked at California Pizza Kitchen for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. When was this?
I
think that's like 5 to 6 years ago.
Yeah, now. At least 6 years ago. I think like 2016-ish.
Were you just like a host?
Oh god.
No,
damn,
I was a server.
California.
I was terrible at it.
What did you say? I typed in California
Pizza Kitchen.
Pizza chicken.
Good.
No, yeah, I worked there for that's like what it is. I worked there for like I think maybe a little bit less than a year.
It was like 2017 you worked
there.
Yeah.
I was terrible at it because ADHD and being a server doesn't fucking mix.
Oh, trust me. I was a concession stand boy. I totally get it.
Yeah, but having to...
run around,
Yeah, I'm fine with working in concession stand or something like that, because I was a barista and it's more or less the same. You know, you ring up and you get the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But being a server was much harder, because it's like you have to rotate between tables and remember everything that everyone is telling you. Even if you're writing it down, you have to remember, okay, wait, this is next, this person needs that, they're flagging me down, oh shit, I'm in the middle of a task. And like, interrupting an ADHD person in the middle of their task,
Doesn't work. Trust me, I know. I understand.
If you want to go the other way, I did a lot of catering, so it was just a lot of scooping things on people's plates.
A lot of piccatas.
Yeah, a lot of, oh my god, so many piccatas. Anyway, California Pizza Kitchen was actually started in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
California. Surprised, yeah. Nerds.
But I did eat it in the Philippines.
Oh, well.
I went all the way to the Philippines to eat California Pizza Kitchen.
This is about the Olive Garden.
Okay,
how
sorry.
Was it in the Philippines?
Honestly, same. It's the same thing. There wasn't like any special Filipino pizzas. It was literally like I ate the same pizza I ate here.
Yeah, I see.
And I'll say this: California Pizza Kitchen pasta is better than Olive Garden.
I've only been get to the hardcore parts of Olive Garden.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Where do we start? Tell me more, Chris. I think you had more to say.
Where do we even start? I will start by saying, when I got home after hanging out with you guys, after we ate at Olive Garden, I had horrible, horrible acid reflux to the point where I thought I was going to puke. Yeah, I was laying in bed watching anime, and all of a sudden I was just like, oh God, I genuinely thought I was going to puke. Yeah,
that's part of the like. Because we both ate the same thing. And I was like, is it because there was so much just tomato?
Maybe.
When I tasted yours, it seemed super acidic.
We should say what we got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there. So,
do I tell the story of Olive Garden?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to. I was going to get into our time there, but you
sing the song of the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden started as a unit of General Mills.
Of course it did.
In Florida. Orlando, Florida in 1982. It is a company that owns the same company as Red Lobster.
Of course,
not a shock.
General Mills spun it off into a company just called Darden Restaurants after the person's last name was Darden. It's not because they tried to like shift it from Garden. But the person who owns Olive Darden.
Love Darden.
Darden.
What's his full name?
Bill Darden.
Bill Darden, maker of the Olive Garden. How the hell are you? It's literally fucking the Dimmadome shit. Like,
yeah. Bill Garden, creator of the Olive Darden. Shit!
I mean, that's the basic start of it. And I do also remember that. I feel like
Red Cobster, owner of Red Lobster.
I think, like, back in the day, or I don't know if they do this anymore, but I feel like they used to, like, promote sending their chefs to Italy to learn how to make
pasta. Fucking bullshit.
And I don't know if that was a promo or for real.
That's some horse shit.
I'm going to doubt that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we could get back into like our experience.
Yeah, so we got there, we got to a table. I was already annoyed because we were in like one of the middle tables in the middle and not a booth where it's, you know, a booth usually has some kind of wall that can like quiet the sound around you.
Yeah, we were dead smack in the middle of a room surrounded by people.
Yeah. Almost every table was filled. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a family restaurant. I'm not going to be mad about like loud kids or anything. It's just the amount of people became like loud and overwhelming. I could barely hear what anyone was saying.
I have an update. They still send people to Italy.
Really?
What? Little Italy?
Is it like a lottery? Or is it everybody?
Hey, they have a Tuscan school, I think, specifically for all of them.
They just blindfold them and put them in
I don't
in
know.
A,
this is an old article. It was
they
like
blindfold them. They put them on like a motion simulator and say, you're in Italy.
It's a VR headset.
Yeah.
They send you to Little Italy in Manhattan.
The Little Italy in Canada.
They send you to Italy, Arkansas.
Yes. Anyway, so we were in a like the center tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, so I didn't frequent Olive Garden a lot as a little chitlin.
Buca
de Beppo's.
As a child.
You're okay. A Buca de Beppo boy.
I was a Buca de Beppo family.
Really? I've never Beppo's set foot whole. In a Buca de Beppo.
Really?
I've never been. It's significantly better.
It is better.
It's very good.
Their pasta is humongous.
Sequel to this episode.
Buca de Beppo's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
So go down a city.
Well, first we need to go to Toothsome's.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's the sequel of this.
Yes.
So so we get there, and what I was gonna say was like I didn't like I always forget like what it is like. Oh, how do you get the soup salad breadsticks? Like, oh right, it comes with the meal, yeah. But then you can also order it as your meal to get both the soup and salad.
Yeah, every entree comes with that appetizer special, and then you just choose soup or salad.
And
with the never ending, you can have all of it.
Yes, all of it.
All of the garden, the whole garden.
So I'll say this, right? I think, God, Rita. Rita just made one of those like tired dogs sounds.
She's had a day already.
She's also tired from Olive Garden. The breadsticks are worse. They've definitely gotten worse.
From what I can tell,
it feels like they used to be frozen dough that was baked. Uh-huh. Now it feels like they are made frozen, and then reheated in something.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought they used to have like at least a toasted color on the top.
Yes, I agree.
I remember it having an ass ton more like garlic and herbs on
top.
Yeah. When we went with your family like a long time ago, I remember everything tasting significantly better.
A little better?
At least the breadsticks.
That was at least like 2019.
Yeah, which like I guess makes sense. You know, post-pandemic, they probably cut a bunch of costs, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is like the bread is like it's their bread and butter, the bread. It should actually be good.
Oh, that just reminds me. Every time I see the commercials for Olive Garden, there's somebody like swirling a like breadstick too deep into a thing of ranch.
Listen.
Because you get dipping sauces.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's ranch. Maybe it's like a garlic dip. Maybe it's delicious. I don't care. There is somebody who's like doing it way too deep, trying to get like a layer that is like an inch thick on there. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, how do you even eat that without like looking like the worst person in the world?
The way that you're just shooting the words deep and thick regarding breadsticks.
Deep and thick in the creamy juice.
Wow.
Yeah, I just feel like every time I see that like swirling, it's like such intense swirling. It's like stirring a witch's brew, but it's ranch.
It's disgusting. What is the sauce?
So yeah, the breadsticks are still good. I mean, it's still bread and salt and butter. Like you can't really go wrong with that. But they're not as good as they used to be.
You know,
no.
It's McDonald's pre and post lard cooking. They're still great. Right, the fries, but they're not as great as you remember them as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they're pretty good fries.
They're still very good, I'm just saying.
The breadsticks just made me like kind of underwhelmed because I was like, I wanted to go here so bad for these.
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
yeah,
it's the same. they were like almost brittle.
Yeah.
Now we can get into what we were ordering because you went through some kind of tribulations.
Days of
this.
Emotions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did because like... Not to get too much into my personal life is because I have to count my macros.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out, like, what is the least amount of calories and the most amount of protein, but then also I'd have a great time. So I thought I would be having a great time with never-ending breadsticks and salad and soup, but then I was like,
well, first of all, how dare you? It's never-ending pasta bowl, which is a thing that they don't have right now. It is... unlimited soup salad breadsticks.
No, it says never-ending soup salad breadstick. I'm looking at the menu
That
right
was
now.
At the menu.
Look, never-ending soup salad breadsticks.
Yep. I thought it was unlimited. Okay, well.
Yeah, so I was like, in my mind, like, well, maybe I can't eat that much soup. So I went with the shrimp scampi.
Which you also got, Chris.
Yes.
It didn't look very good when it came out. It serves like ingredients in a bowl.
Well, reading their menu, they describe the shrimp scampi as a lighter take on a classic. Shrimp sauteed in a garlic sauce tossed with asparagus, tomatoes, and angel hair.
Yep, and that's exactly what it was.
And you were right. It was acidic. Yep.
Yeah, I was debating between there's like a, what was it? The, it's called the ravioli carbonara.
Yeah.
And I was debating on getting that.
You should
that
have sounded got great.
I should have gotten that because I got the ziti and it was disgusting.
I know. I kind of. How dare you get not that?
Well, I feel like the issue we all had with our food was that it was the pasta and then the ingredients and then no mixing of any kind happening.
Yeah, that's true. It was just like
here's
piled here's... on top almost.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I will say that the breadstick dipping sauce that you think is ranch is Alfredo.
Why would I be... Okay, now that's
why would no, but me. Why would you think it was ranch?
Because it looks like ranch.
But, but like, Alfredo sauce makes sense now.
But also, it's like the whitest sauce. Restaurant on the planet. Of course it would be ranch.
I feel like people are like, they get it, and then they're like, this isn't ranch. I thought this is an outrage, not ranch dressing. I feel like there's a lot of like restaurants that will promote some kind of creamy white sauce. And then
continue.
And then the customer's just like, wait a minute. Yeah. This isn't my zesty deal flavored ranch.
Oh God. So yeah, I got the ZD and it was just like the pasta with like a congealed amount, like what almost amounts to like a patty or pancake of cheese and sauce congealed into one thing on top of it.
Yeah, it was genuinely quality. It was just like plopped on top. Like yeah. I gave my shrimp scampi a bit of a mix in when I got it because it looked like things were just thrown on top and I was like, oh, this won't do.
But like even the cheese, like there was something up with the cheese. The cheese had like the taste of like, and I feel like I've gone to Olive Garden and been okay with like the ZD or like been completely satisfied with what I ordered, right? This time around, it felt like the cheese had that same kind of like consistency and taste as like low quality taste as like cafeteria pizza.
I do have to say that, like, this is why I was kind of surprised you didn't get a carbonara or something else, is because you made, like, a baked pasta shell, almost exactly what a big CD could be ricotta.
You're right.
And I feel like you were just tired of the taste altogether.
No, but then
also you were also
it
you're
was
in,
yellow. The no, cheese
no.
was yellow.
No, but you're in your head and you're eating it. You're like, mine's better. Mine's way better than this. And I was like,
well,
I
thought about that too, because I told you guys the meal that I made from a certain cookbook, and I was I was like, this is better than what I'm getting here at the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
What I made back home is better.
Yeah.
When I make shrimp scampi, I think I make it better than Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I had it. What I was going to say too.
I would like to try your shrimp scampi.
Come over.
Yeah.
I would love
random
that.
Random thing. I noticed that everyone's name tag was like the we're all family here. And then it says their name. Like,
that's so
much worse than a name tag to me. Just says, hello, my name is right.
Wait. We're all family here.
And then it's like a split in half button. The top half of the button says.
Wait. Has that ever been an Olive Garden thing? I thought it was when you're here, your family.
Yes. But I'm saying the name tag is a spin on that. So it says, we're all family here, and then tells you their name underneath that.
That's some fucking like, Pennywise shit.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's weirder to me than just name. It's already weird that people have to know your fucking name, right? When you work there, it's like, no, fucking, I'll tell you my name if I want to.
I would, if I worked in those kind of situations, I'd do the thing that America Ferrera's character does in Superstore, where she just grabs a random tag every day.
So... it's already weird that, like, it's like, oh, you know, friendly face for the customers a lot, but it's like, it's even worse that it's like, we're all family here. Hello, I'm your Uncle Steve. God, that'd be even funnier if they make you put, like, a family title there, like uncle or cousin.
Ew. Hey, I'm your cousin Vinny. What's up?
Oh my god, if I got the job, I would play it straight. Okay, I tried to get a job at Olive Garden, completely play it straight and do my best to get the job. And then the second I start working, it's like, hey, oh my god, paisano, so what can I get for you?
That's so bad.
And then like the supervisor's like, you're out.
They're like, oh.
I completely understand.
First of all, they'll know that you're Scottish Jewish and they'll be like, oh, no.
You're just making me think of Luigi from The Simpsons. Hey, give me the red crap for Mr. Cucamonga, it's a real ugly kid.
Oh my god. Oh boy. So it wasn't very good, but the conversation was good.
The conversation.
We talked about
stuff.
Yeah,
we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I got you guys to try a thing from my region of South Jersey, Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
which
good.
Which is they're called Irish potatoes.
Irish potatoes.
Yeah, they're like a quote unquote candy, but it's coconut cream rolled in like a layer of cinnamon.
It's so good.
I'm glad people are liking it.
The fact that you just like, you know, what it is, what it's called, the packaging and the area it's from are all like, of course. Does that make sense? Like, when you list all these things off, you're just like, no, that makes complete sense.
In my brain.
Here, I will drop
like,
it in an image so you can upload
was
it.
Was like a big flavor.
I doubt it was even made by Irish people. I'm sure it's just like a bit. Like,
no, it seems like, or maybe.
I mean, the company that makes them is O'Ryan's, so God knows if like they're actually.
Oh, yeah. That seems very Irish.
Well, what is there to say about the Olive Garden?
Well,
what?
I thought they give you Andy's chocolate mints at the end of your dinner. Did not they anymore, not do that? I think. What kind of world are we living in? That's also why I go there.
Yeah, it's, no, I mean, it was all right. The soup was pretty good, but it was also just like, again, very...
Oh, yeah.
Very, you could tell how much of this came in a bag.
I forgot you got a soup.
Yeah.
What this, soup did you get?
Yeah, what is it?
The Toscano? I think.
You guys, what was in it? You have to say it's given Christian name.
I don't remember what it was. Hold on. Toscana. The Zuppa Toscana.
I just wanted you to say Zuppa.
Wow. Wow.
Because, like, when I was in my mental my mental carousel of thinking about the soup, I was like, ooh, the chicken gnocchi looked good.
Mental carousel? That's a new one from
you're
you.
You're welcome.
That's like, I'm using that one.
I should say Ferris wheel because I'm afraid of them, but
You don't like Ferris wheels?
Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
They're like the one at Disney where it's like a swingy box of death. I don't like that. And then the one in Santa Monica where it's like you have no restraint from you and the ocean. And you're just up there. And I love the ocean, but like I do not like a fear. I also have kind of a fear of heights. That's also part of it.
I see. Yeah. I'm with you. I have had a fear of heights since I was a kid. Uh-huh. God, what year was it? I want to say like...
I feel like I have it, 20... but the threshold's really high.
I don't think you can have it. You're so tall.
I forget what year it was, but within the past 10 years, I went to Europe with my family, mm-hmm. and we went on the London Eye, and that is a huge one where like you can walk around inside of the Ferris wheel cars. Yeah. And just like looking out and seeing how high we were going, I was like,
That was like, because I've also been on the Link one in Vegas where it's kind of like that, but it's smaller. You can walk around. You can also pay for like the version of it to have like a bartender inside the ball. And I was like, maybe, because I can't stand
it
here.
Put an Olive Garden in a Ferris
wheel. I will not go to that one.
It's the cheese wheel. They come by and...
This is your tour of Italy. Also, we didn't talk about it, but my favorite entree that I'd never get is the tour of Italy.
Because what's the tour of Italy?
It's literally like pasta. You get a pasta, you get lasagna, and you get a chicken parmesan. In one plate. That's it. And it's like the, it's I get it. Cause you know, it's like the most basic of the Italian things, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
I love the Godfather Part 3, a tour of Italy.
Get out of here.
You're reminding me. When I lived in New York, I used to walk by the Times Square Olive Garden all the time. But the issue is like, considering it's dead smack in the middle of Times Square. Mm-hmm. It's just covered in reflective glass that are reflecting all of the other electronic billboards in Times Square. So I never actually saw I never saw what the inside looked like. I was like, every time I walked by it.
It's one of them stealth Olive Gardens.
That's the Olive Garden Blade Runner 2024.
Well, like, look at this image I found. Look at this. Like,
I'm so excited.
What's going on in there?
I don't like sexy Olive Garden.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Sexier Olive Garden.
You can't see shit.
It looks like shit's like floating in there, yeah.
I do like that, like the Olive Garden's not that one, but like most of them kind of give you that rustic feel on the outside.
I do like that, like in the one that we went to, the new logo and the new sign have been there for years, but then you go inside and you see like the to-go sign. I walked past this and noted it because you go past the to-go sign and it's the old ass like marketing style, like the old ass design style, style guide, where it's like the wooden sign and then the like purple grapes carved out of it, built into it like a sculpture, and then like the carved into it like more fancier font than Olive Garden is now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, this is old
this is the Olive
this
Garden.
This is the Olive Garden.
I do remember, like, enjoying Olive Garden when I was younger.
Yeah,
me too.
It was because I got free
crayons.
It's
a family restaurant,
know.
You know. It serves its purpose.
Near the mall, that was, like, a 10-15 minute drive from my hometown was like surrounded by restaurants, and it was like Olive Garden, Red Lobster.
Surrounded by Olive Garden. They're coming in from every side.
They're going through the floorboards. But yeah, like Olive Garden, Red Lobster, like steakhouses and stuff like that.
The classics.
Yeah, I remember going to Olive Garden a lot as a kid and being like, ooh, fancy eating. But now it's just like, no, it's not.
I mean, they do go the extra mile with, like, there are, like, a lot of, like, family restaurants that have, like, completely, like, whittled down the, like, interior design, like, the funness of it. Because there is some funness to, like, going to, like, TGI Fridays or whatever when you were a kid and seeing a bunch of shit on the wall and being like, oh, I want to sit by this thing. Like,
there's something everything.
Like, there's a bunch of crazy crap on the wall. There is something there to, like, the appeal of that. Like, it's doing a little something extra than just painting the walls gray, right?
Yeah,
but
I mean, and this one, like, they still do it. Still looks like, oh, like, you're in an old winery. Like, at the very least, it doesn't seem like, here's your fucking food. Get out. Like, get out.
Yeah, the one I grew up next to was, like, next to. I lived next to. No, I'm just kidding. The one that we used to go to when I was younger, it was, like, part of an office, the bottom of an office building, but the front still had that, like, brick Olive Garden-y look.
Yeah.
But it was just like in underneath all these businesses.
this winery has been in my family for generations. Oh, I'm glad we didn't get any wine. I'm sure that would be disgusting.
Yeah, it'd probably be fine.
It would probably, have some.
I'd be like, give me your cheapest wine. It's no. What is it? What did you say earlier? TGI Fridays.
Yeah, it's not TGI Fridays.
It's either TGI Fridays or Chili's, which has the dangerous $1 margarita for happy hour.
Well, Chili's is dangerous for a lot of reasons, but yes. I think Chelsea and I went to a college that was right by a Chili's.
Went to Chili's.
A lot.
We did go a lot.
We went a few times, but then like it was one of the first times we met was hanging out with friends at that Chili's, and then I got very sick from it.
Oh no, Sean! I'm sorry.
He asked, and I was like, "Can you drive me home?" And he's like, "Yeah, I gotta be quick though."
Yeah.
I was like, "Do you want to go inside my apartment?" And he's like, "No,
no." Oh boy. Yeah.
So I've only been to Chili's like twice in my life. It was another one of the restaurants that was in our mall area, but I had like only ever been maybe twice ever.
That was a family staple for us.
What is the top five family restaurants?
Oh, this is a good question.
That you guys like
it
to
was
go to?
Chili's,
or I guess
Wood Ranch, Islands. Probably Cheesecake Factory, but like only for a small amount of time.
I go to Cheesecake Factory more nowadays. Yeah.
And then what else was it? I feel like it might have just been those four. I'm trying to think of the other places that were around
Luca
us.
Luca de Beppo's.
No, we didn't really go that much.
Oh.
Let's see. No, yeah, I think it's just those four for me.
So
for us. Oh, wait, you go first.
Wait, no. So what was yours again?
It was Chili's.
Chili's.
It was Wood Ranch. It was Islands. Oh, it was Red Robin.
Red Robin.
And then
Yum.
What was the other one I already said? Yum. What was the other one I already said?
I don't remember.
Ah, oh, shit. I don't even know if Wood Ranch was a family
Olive
restaurant.
Garden?
No. Well, fuck it. I'll listen back. Whatever. You've heard five at this point, listeners.
Chris, you go. I have to think about this now.
For us, like, the family restaurants were Olive Garden, Red Lobster. Mm-hmm.
I've been to Red Lobster maybe twice in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I think me too.
Yeah.
I still like Red Lobster.
Cheddar Bay biscuit is pretty good.
You can buy the mix for it in your grocery stores, and it's just as good.
We're going.
What else? It's weird because like my family would usually order out and we would order from local places. So like there was like Pat's Pizza where they I would frequently order a burger that I swear to God was like the size of like a MacBook. what else? There was King of Steaks down the street along with King of Pizza.
The monarchy of food.
What else? I grew up like 10 minutes outside of Philadelphia, so we had a lot of like Italian American and then a lot of cheesesteaks. We would order from like there was a Chinese restaurant that was in the little strip mall behind my house. Yeah, like we would mainly order from local places. I'm trying to think of like family restaurants other than Olive Garden and Red Lobster.
My family was like full on suburb, so it was like eating out night was like at one of these disgusting restaurants that I never go as an adult.
I mean, I grew up with a mix of both of them. I know for a fact that my number one spot is Benihana.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Benihana.
I still like going to
Benihana. It's pretty good, yeah. Benihana's great. I will say this. If you ever are like asked to go back to one of those restaurants that you know would make you sick nowadays, or just any restaurant that you're unsure of.
Chili's.
No. I'm saying like if you're going to one of these restaurants that you're unsure of that has too many menu items, too many genres of food and stuff like this, your most safe bet will be a fish and chips. They can't fuck that up.
No,
because burger. It's too fried. No, the burger is the danger zone.
The burger is the most basic thing that has on every menu.
I know, but won't fuck you up,
Burgers won't fuck you up as much as you go like, hey, can I get a well-done burger? And they're like, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, but I think their sauces and shit kind of like can get nasty. Like
I guess you're right. I don't know, because like... that's you though.
I know. I'm saying I've never gotten sick from like the shitty restaurants, like fish and chips.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another restaurant. I know, like back when Sizzler was a thing, my parents used to go to Sizzler.
And what's Sizzler?
What's Sizzler?
You don't know? Is that a California thing?
I think so. Sizzler was like the cheapest steakhouse, and then they had like an unlimited salad bar with just like you could get like so many things, like a. What is it called?
What's this glass for? It's a sneeze god.
A baked potato. You can make like your own tacos with taco shells.
But wow. I'd never heard of this.
Like lobster and steak. It wasn't the greatest. It's just affordable. But it was like very cheap, and then you can get a lot of food. Also, Black Angus counts, right?
Yeah.
The cowboy themed steakhouse.
Never been to a Black Angus. Another one for us, which we actually talked about when we went to Olive Garden, was Outback.
Okay, so I've...
Applebee's was another one there. I just remember.
Applebee's is crap!
Applebee's?
It's garbage. There used to be one near where Bed Bath & Beyond was, near my parents' neighborhood. There used to be one near there.
Oh, yeah.
Dead now and good.
I've never been to an Applebee's.
No, I'm glad it's dead.
Mall area
Islands
for us.
Too.
Oh yeah, Islands. Yeah, Islands is good. Islands I can go back to.
Islands.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
There's one right here. We should go to Islands. Oh, it's actually pretty good. Their fries are very good.
What is it?
So it's like
Hawaiian burgers.
Oh
yeah, but they also have like fish tacos, salads, and then the fries.
Hey, you get a burger. Is a fish taco shaped like a fish?
No.
I wish.
No, they don't just slap like a fish into the taco shell.
It's just goldfish sprinkled into a taco shell.
It's a Rocket Power reference.
I know.
But at Islands, it's like Red Robin rules, where you can get as many fries as you want.
Yeah, and whoa, they have the best seasoning ever. Like,
if they have like Hawaiian stuff, do they have Spam Musubi?
No. It's more like
tropical burgers in general.
I see.
Like
they
put like pineapple and shit on the burgers. Yeah.
Because whenever I go to Moana in downtown Burbank, I'll get their Spam Musubi because it's fucking good.
Yeah. Olive Garden. Let's bring it back to Olive Garden.
Yes.
Do we want to? Are we breaking kayfabe now or what?
What do you mean? I know what kayfabe is, but have we been doing kayfabe?
You're right. I'm just acting
weird.
All right. Well, I hope.
Okay. I have to say something. I have to say something about Islands because.
Yeah.
So Islands is not Hawaiian food. It's like Hawaiian burgers.
It's like Surf Shack food.
So it's like a themed Hawaiian restaurant.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a shack.
I would love to go.
It was started in Carlsbad, California, so very far from Hawaii.
What did Carl do?
And he did some bad.
What the hell did Carl do?
He did the bad.
Justice that, for Carl.
City name. It's one of my favorite city names, I think.
Carl's bad. It just, I wish like the sign was just of a Carl going like, whoopsie.
It literally sounds like there was like a Carlstown a couple miles over. And then somebody got pissed off. And then he's just like, I'm going to make my own town. Exactly. I'm going to Carl's bad.
Exactly. I thought what you were going to say was there was a town called Carl and somebody wrote graffiti and wrote bad like Squidward smells.
They all just accepted it. Yeah.
They were like, well, we don't have the money to change it, so.
Well, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Not Olive great. Garden.
Yeah, well.
Thanks, Uncle
not
Sam.
Great. Not great, but.
I will say this, and this is my opinion on Olive Garden too, is that I still like the salad is still good to me. Like, I think like the dressing.
Well, it's hard to fuck up a salad.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I mean, like sometimes you'll get like a wet crouton, and you're like, wait,
yeah,
no,
yeah. But
I mean,
yeah,
as long as like the lettuce and stuff isn't like wilted and
that's true.
Dark green. You're good. Yeah.
Olive Garden, passable and doesn't make us sick.
Well, it made me sick. Well.
Yeah.
Two out of three were fine.
I genuinely thought I was going to puke.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Two out of three were okay.
Well, that about does it. Why don't we take us out with, our signature sign off when you're here, your family, on three. One, two, three.
When you're here, your family. I think that was the best sync we've done for anything so far. We did a really good job.
It's because
there.
We are family.
I commit when it comes to pasta, bread, and salad.